This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. 12 entrepreneurs explain how they are closing out the year. December is here and the business year is coming to a close for entrepreneurs all over the world. The year has been filled with the up and down coaster of the business world. Changes have been made in all fields and, while the year is almost coming to a close, there is still work to be done. There are last-minute meetings to be made, projects to complete, and deals to be made before the year is over with. Check out how entrepreneurs are closing out the year below. Number 1, by setting bigger goals. Photo credit, Dan Barcellin. Despite whatever happened this year in your business or personal life, I believe in setting bigger goals for the next year. Why? It forces me to not settle. It reminds me that I've never arrived and keeps me humble. It forces me to be in a constant state of learning, growth, and evolution so that I can serve my family, community, and customers better, which ultimately gives me satisfaction and fulfillment in my life. Thanks to Dan Barcellin, Non-Athlete Fitness. Number 2, learn an online gratefulness course. Photo credit, Anna Nielsen. This year has been tough, indeed, but I just want to look back at all the challenges I've overcome despite the major changes that have happened. Gratitude attitude is one of the keys to spending every day with a happy heart and mind, so I want to learn how to adopt that in more meaningful ways. I want to learn what steps I can take to be more grateful each day, so I can eventually make it into a powerful habit. Thanks to Anna Nielsen, our good living formula. Number 3, 3 ways. Photo credit, Daniel Snow. This was by far the year that challenged us the most in our families and our businesses. How I'm closing out this year is to always keep an open mind for new opportunities and pivot off those opportunities so that our business can flourish. Lastly, we grew an amazing team that collaborates ideas with each other, and the company explored many ways on how we can constantly be better. This year was about unity and seeking opportunities, and we are closing the same way as we opened, by being together with our families. Thanks to Daniel Snow. Number 4, focusing on final opportunities. Photo credit, Lucas Robinson. Prioritize closing any opportunity that is past the midway point in the sales cycle. The best chance to close out the year strong is to close out the opportunities that already exist. Take a serious look at everything that is in the sales pipeline. Apply fresh thought, or enlist the aid of a teammate. Honestly evaluate which opportunities can realistically close, and move them up in the priority. Thanks to Lucas Robinson, Creditful. Number 5, boosting employees' morale. Photo credit, John Ross. 2020 has been a challenging year, and our employees have persevered with tremendous resilience, but I can sense they are worn down. Between the remote work, Zoom call fatigue, and tightened budgets, it has been a difficult year for them. As such, I am taking special care of my team this year. Our employees are really looking forward to it. Thanks to John Ross, Test Prep Insight. Number 6, rest and recharge. Photo credit, Paige Arnoff Fenn. I started a global branding and digital marketing firm 19 years ago. I will close 2020 with more of a whimper than a bang. It has been an exhausting year, so I am going to take the opportunity to rest and recharge since we will be home this year, no travels planned. My holiday greetings will be sent, and I plan to spend time catching up with people by phone, video, sleeping a lot, reading, watching shows, and eating well so that 2021 can get off to a great start. Thanks to Paige Arnoff Fenn, Mavens and Moguls. Number 7, improving my focus. Photo credit, Mian Munir Yud Din. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, social distancing, natural disasters, and economic uncertainty, 2020 was full of challenges. But it made me stronger and helped me understand what I should prioritize and be grateful for what I have. Now I understand that it's essential to stay positive and not worry about small things and the things that I can't control. I am glad I didn't get distracted and managed to stay focused on my business goals. I am also happy that I had more time to spend with the people I care about and do things that matter most to me. Thanks to Mian Munir Yud Din, Beaufort Associates. Number 8, adapting to the new normal. Photo credit, Jitesh Kaswani. As a business owner, I plan to confront the situation and take immediate action to stay afloat. The year 2020 has been an annus horribilis. However, this is when we need to refocus on our objectives before doubling down on our efforts. It is essential to act fast and make decisions to reboot our SEO strategies and respond to the dramatic shifts in customer intent caused by the pandemic. Reach out to abandoned customers, leverage skills and assets to provide them with the product or service they need. Take decisions that will have enormous ramifications for the future of our business. The simple rule is to never stop. Thanks to Jitesh Kaswani, E-Intelligence. Number 9, trusting my team. Photo credit, Michelle Lasserenza. The pandemic hit us hard, but with much perseverance from an incredible team that has since grown, we have come to a stage where we are looking at an early launch. The development and marketing team are working hard and are enthralled about our progress, and I'm positive that we will launch a great product by the end of the year. For me, dealing with the pandemic was more about ideas and implementation from the team than about looking to cut costs. This approach has really paid off. Thanks to Michelle Lasarenza, cool stories. Number 10 level setting photo credit, Deborah Sweeney. We're going to take a look back at what worked this year, both inside the business and with our customers. We're going to set our goals anew and plan for a productive, successful 2021. Then, we're going to share the plans and opportunities with the team to ensure that the entire team has input and engagement for the year to come. It's also a time to celebrate all that we've been through this year and how we're going to grow and expand out of our current state into something stronger and more resilient. We plan on continuing to grow as a business and to support entrepreneurs and other business owners. To do that, we have to plan, strategize, and listen to our customers. Then, we must ensure our team is in alignment and we're prepared to move forward with a refreshed resilience that enables us to evolve into something stronger than we started the year in 2020. Thanks to Deborah Sweeney, my corporation. Number 11 One-Way Photo Credit, Matt Rostowski. I'm closing out my year by making sure that our existing clients get to spread the word about our real estate services. In this time of pandemic, the search for customers has become more competitive and we need to rely on our customers' testimonials to encourage leads to develop a connection with us. By the end of the year, we're looking forward to having more customers put in a good for us to help us boost our business in terms of image and branding. Thanks to Matt Rostowski, Cash Offerkey. Number 12 Better Employee Engagement Practices Photo Credit, Michael Hammelberger. We often have end-of-the-week team-building activities include Pictionary, Bucket List Challenge and Charades. These don't require close contact, so it's better for social distancing observance. And before the year ends, I would like to focus more on promoting the mental health of my team this time considering the stress that the ongoing pandemic is bringing to our lives. Thanks to Michael Hammelberger, Cost Reduction Consultants. How are you closing 2020? Tell us in the comments below. Don't forget to join our hashtag IAMCEO community. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.